Ah, another hockey season over. Let's check the damage to everyone's groins, teeth, ears. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Consider this study on hockey noise done by University of Alberta audiologists Richard Liu and William Hodgetts. To measure the overall noise during three playoff games in Edmonton, Hodgetts' team conducted audiometric tests from a sound booth. Liu and his wife sat in the stands and wore decimeters to determine their personal noise exposure. And each three-hour game generated 31 times the safe noise limit for an entire day. That's like sitting 3 feet away from a roaring chainsaw. And that was just during regular play. When a team scored, the place exploded with the racket hitting 120 decibels. That's like standing next to a running jet engine. Liu and his wife both experienced hearing loss and ringing tinnitus afterwards. We could warn live hockey fans, but research suggests all they hear is blah, 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 hockey. Well, that's why we have 6 months to recover. See you, if not hear you then. Score!
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communications and 89.3 KPCC. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.